A Chinese ice cream company is under fire for ice cream that will not melt. A floating abortion clinic is going to be available in the Gulf of Mexico. And a hot dog eatery offers free drinks with proof of vasectomy. These are the weird stories from Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm Jonesy. Thank you for joining me, my loyal listener. I have three weird news segments from all around the world. Let's get right into it. Why waste time? A Chinese company has invented an ice cream that does not melt, and people are upset about it online. People online get angry at everything, even what possibly could be a good thing. Let's not make any prejudgments, okay? Maybe an ice cream that doesn't melt could be a wonderful invention. Let's find out some more information. This is the Chinese brand. They were once dubbed the Hermes of ice cream. They have come under fire after internet users say some of its products don't melt, even when you bake them with a blowtorch. Wow. Ice cream that is impervious to blowtorches? This could be nice in the middle of the summertime when you want to just keep it on the cone, you know? Because it gets so hot in Southern California that eating an ice cream cone outdoors is out of the question. You got to get it in a cup because it's just going to melt. But maybe this, I don't know, this supersonic unmeltable ice cream could be a hit in certain hot environments. I watched the video. It shows like a, it looks like an ice cream on a stick, and a user is trying to melt it with a lighter, and it's not working. So it clearly is impervious to flames. Okay, the company is called Chice Cream, C-H-I-C-E Cream. The video shows the Chice Cream's ice creams staying solid as can be, even when blowtorches are held up to them. It says here they don't even melt when left in a 31 degrees Celsius room for an hour, or even under extremely hot flames. The footage sparked some anger online, prompting users to question the company's high prices and whether these products might be overloaded with additives. Yeah, these are treats. Desserts are overloaded with additives. Ice cream, I assume anything I buy that makes me feel good in my face is overloaded with additives. I mean, come on, man. You think anything you get off the ice cream truck is healthy? Hello? Okay, it says here, the most expensive offering of Chice Cream is called the Shang Shu Gao, and it costs 66 yuan, which is about 10 USD. Now, the company Chice Cream released a statement saying, "You have nothing to fear. Our products are in line with all national food safety regulations." Well, I mean, that's not going to make us all sleep good. I'd imagine the food safety regulations in China are a little lax. It's China. Yeah, no. Even the FDA in the U.S. is pretty, you know, not on point. A lot of our products are just chock full of additives and preservatives, and yet the FDA is like, "Good to go, guys." You're like, "This thing looks radioactive. It's glowing green. Good to go." I mean, the moment they approve Mountain Dew for mass consumption, you got to question the FDA's motives at this point. You can't trust our institutions to keep us safe. You got to judge by your own body's reaction to this shit. And have you heard of stabilizers? This is a food additive that's used to preserve structure. Yes, to preserve structure, because the food in its natural state will break down. So in order to keep it on a shelf, they have to put these stabilizers in there. And they're pretty commonly used in ice creams in the U.S. as well, it says. But I imagine not to this level. I haven't seen any ice cream in the U.S. that cannot be melted by a blowtorch, for instance. Chice Cream, the company that's made this non-melting treat, has promoted itself as a Chinese alternative to Western brands of ice cream, such as Magnum, which I didn't know was a brand of ice cream. I thought that was a condom. It's a condom that cannot be melted by a blowtorch. Did you know? Okay. Also, Haagen-Dazs. This company is pretty popular, apparently. And you got to watch the video. It's pretty outstanding. I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? Yes, there's an additive in this product that allows the ice cream not to melt. But hey, man, you don't have to eat them all year round. Just have one in August when you're in Oxnard, California. Just dying of heat and you want a cone. Would you guys eat this thing? What do you think? You can call my show, 646-450-2012. Ice cream! A doctor plans on offering abortions on a boat in the Gulf of Mexico. A Bay Area OBGYN is organizing an effort to bring abortion services and reproductive health care to several southern states bordering the Gulf of Mexico on a ship. That's right, a ship sailing on federal waters. Dr. Megan Autry works as a professor at the University of California at San Francisco. Dr. Autry had already been working to bring this effort to life, but when Roe v. Wade was overturned, Autry said their plans were accelerated. Her aim is to bring reproductive health care to states where abortions are banned, limited, or hard to access. In an interview, she noted that people living in southern states where there's restrictive abortion rules, such as Texas and Louisiana, these southern parts are actually closer to the coast than to any nearby states with more abortion access. Additionally, it is less expensive to board a boat rather than buy a plane ticket to another state that does offer access to these services, such as where I live in California. Plane tickets are extremely expensive right now, so this seems like a more affordable solution, and it's closer to them, the Gulf of Mexico. Dr. Autry has performed abortions for many decades and refers to herself as a lifelong educator, a lifelong career abortion advocate. It's her life work. Here's a quote from her. Part of the reason we're working on this project so hard is because wealthy people in our country are always going to have access to abortions. So once again, it's a time now where poor, usually people of color, marginalized individuals are going to suffer. And by suffering, I mean lives lost. Her solution is to have a ship operating on federal waters, 9 miles from the coast of Texas and 3 miles from the coast of Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi, where it can evade those states' abortion restrictions. Her organization will arrange for patients to be transported to the ship, which will vary depending on where they are coming from, once they pass a pre-screening process. The doctor and a team of licensed medical professionals will offer surgical abortions for up to 14 weeks of pregnancy. The team would also offer other point-of-care gynecological services, such as testing and treatment for STDs. She says here that the project is being funded with philanthropy, and the patient's care is on a needs basis, so most individuals will actually pay very little to nothing for their services. How lovely. Because, you know, you're not going to stop people from having abortions in these states. They're just going to end up doing it, you know, in some skanky bedroom using some questionable tools, you know, which is not safe or sanitary. You know that's going to happen. So why not have some solution, especially the people with low income? It says here, several California Planned Parenthood chapters told the media that demand from out-of-state patients at California clinics has actually been up for months already due to policies in other states. Dr. Megan is still raising money to secure a ship. She doesn't have a ship yet. She's going to have to retrofit it for medical use, of course. Once that happens, she says they'll hire a captain and a crew and a medical team and set sail. The doctor and her team maintain the process is legal in federal waters, but still, she expects some legal challenges from those states every step of the way. And if any of you would love to donate to this organization, the website is prowess.org, PROWESS.org. They are attempting to protect reproductive rights of women endangered by state statutes. Yes, if you've been living under a rock, this is a very hot topic in the U.S. right now. And I don't know where you fall on this. I think it's pretty clear where I do. I believe that you are in control of your own body and your own mind, and no one can tell you otherwise. And I've always been like that. You want to do some sort of narcotic in the privacy of your own home? I'm okay with that too. Yes. No one should be able to tell you what you can and cannot do with your body or your mind. I don't know why I sound like that guy from Twilight Zone right now, but yeah. A hot dog place offers free beverages with proof of vasectomy. In a related story, we have vasectomies. This is very near and dear to my heart. As you know, I've had a vasectomy. I didn't know I could get a free milkshake. This is Nashville. A Nashville eatery is offering a creative deal to support male birth control. Free milkshakes for customers who show proof of a vasectomy. I don't even know how you show proof of a vasectomy. I guess they didn't give me a card or anything. I guess show them the scar. That seems a little crazy. Here's a quote from this guy, Sean Big Daddy, who owns Daddy's Dogs, a hot dog restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee. Big Daddy Sean, he says, "We thought this would be a fun and unique way to get the word out about vasectomies for men. It's a way to put the ball in the guy's court and will hopefully also help break the stigma that comes along with men's health as well." And this is extremely helpful in the state of Tennessee, because Tennessee is one of the 13 states with a trigger law banning all or most abortions after the recent Supreme Court ruling. So this guy, Big Daddy, is trying to, you know, kickstart a kind of a movement for men to get vasectomies. And I support that. I think men should go get them right now. Go get them. What are you waiting for? Snip, snip, guys. Snip, snippity, snip, snip, snip. I mean, unless you're going to have a baby soon, but I don't know why you would. I mean, do you see the state of affairs with the drinking water right now? You're going to have babies right now. Okay, guys, okay. Now, Sean Big Daddy really gives a damn about the world. He made a video talking about this new deal for customers. I'll post a link to that in the show notes. He says, "The world's a pretty crazy place right now, but I have a way to make it just a little bit better, you know? It's our snip for a shake deal. Snip for a shake. How about that? We're giving away one free milkshake with a proof of a vasectomy. Just bring a note from your doctor saying you got the snip. We'll give you a milkshake, buddy. Any kind you want. There's nothing like an ice cold milkshake after a vasectomy. I'll tell you that right now." He's right. There's nothing more. Something like an ice cold milkshake after a vasectomy. I would sip it and then immediately put it down on my balls because afterward, very sore. I couldn't sit for a couple days, couldn't run for about 6 weeks. Yeah, it's not easy getting a vasectomy. And by the way, there's no vasectomy leave. No one gives a damn. You know, you get maternity leave. What about a vasectomy leave? I was in some major pain, man. I couldn't function. Now, Big Daddy Sean Porter had his own vasectomy years ago after deciding not to have children. Oh, he's like me. He told the media that other than a few trolls, his restaurant has received overwhelmingly positive reactions to this promotion. "We've probably had 25 or so redemptions at this point, with a few folks coming by straight from the doctor. Can you believe that? They came right from the doctor." I don't know how they did that, but I had to go lay down in bed right afterward. That's what I had to do. But, you know, this is a small price that you have to pay to be a hero in our culture. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a hero. You're welcome. Fewer people peeing on the seat, guys. You're welcome. Fewer cars in traffic. The Starbucks lines are shorter, too. You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. Hello, my loyal listeners. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Weird AF News all the way to the outro. I appreciate your time, and I also appreciate all of the Florida Friday articles that you sent over to me. Thank you so much, guys. You make my job a lot easier. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Let's get into the... I got a review on Amazon. Not too flattering. Per usual, we have a review here from Flawless Gemini. 2 stars. She writes, "Too long and repeats. Absolutely too long, this podcast. And it repeats on top of it. I tried to wait it out. I let it play a few times, and I realized this was actually making me upset because I have to keep telling Alexa to stop. He talks so fast. However, it is clear. I'm guessing Alexa can't hear me. It is random, uninteresting stuff. It's not news. Florida Fridays is stupid. I gave it 2 stars because most of this is my personal preference." How generous of her to give me 2 stars after only listening to it a couple times. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, you got to get your little victories somewhere, guys. So thank you so much, Flawless Gemini, for giving me 2 stars instead of 1. I appreciate that. If you guys would like to leave a review for this podcast, it would be extremely helpful because people leave bad reviews quite often, I find. You can do so on Amazon or Apple Podcast. And there's some other places, too. On Spotify, you can give it just stars. You can't write anything. So if you want to leave me 5 stars, if you're listening to it right now on Spotify, you can just click 5 stars. Very easy. Doesn't take too much time. I would appreciate that very much if you could leave a review for the show. Thank you, guys. I hope you had a lovely weekend and that you enjoyed the show. We'll keep it brief because I know your time is valuable. And we'll see you tomorrow.